Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. The Gemara will now mention various meisim, various actions that Amoraim did in scrupulous observance of mitzvahs. So the way some Rishonim explained the Gemara is that every person should have a mitzvah in which he's extremely diligent and extremely careful to be mekayim. The Mashal, another Mefarshim, explained the Gemara that Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. We don't get schar for doing mitzvahs in this world. But that's only if we do the mitzvah as prescribed. But if somebody goes lefnim mishur sedin, he goes beyond the call, then he deserves schar even in this world. And that each one of these amaroim, who we're now going to speak about, not only will mekayim the mitzvahs, but they will mekayim the mitzvah with an extra measure of scrupulousness. And because of that, they felt they deserved extra schar. Om Rav Nachman, tasteli, I deserve reward, the kaim tzol sudas b'shabbos. I ate 3 sudas in Shabbos. So again, what is the extra schar that he deserves? So I saw 2 pshatim. One pshat is that b'shabbos, that he was careful to eat all the meals on Shabbos, he was careful to eat the 3rd meal while it was still Shabbos, he didn't start shalosh sudas too late. Another pshat is like this, that during the meals of Shabbos is a time where a person is doing avodas Hashem, and when he's doing avodas Hashem, he accepts upon himself higher madregas in avodas Hashem. Tastefully, I deserve the schad de kayemt, that I was mekayim all the machshavas and all of the resolutions I accepted during these meals. Amar Rav Yehuda, tastefully the kayemt iyun tefila. I deserve extra schar because I concentrated while I davened. So as Tosfos explains, we learned in Masechta Brachos that iyun tefila hama'ayim b'tefilasai, somebody does iyun tefila soif bala de kevlev, it comes to heartache. Yet here we're saying that it's good. So Tosfos says there are 2 types of iyun tefila. There's an iyun tefila when a person concentrates when he davens, that is the madrega that Yehuda spoke about. Then there's iyun tefila which somebody expects that whatever he davened for should happen. That is the iyun tefila that the Gemara in Brachos says is inappropriate. And what was so special, explains the Ben Yehoyada, about his iyun tefila, because since Rav Yehuda was a very smart person, and it was very hard for him to concentrate on his davening, still he went the extra mile that he did that, and that's why he wanted extra schar. Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, tasteli, I deserve schar, to get the signa dalar amis b'gli yuli rush. I never walked 4 amis without a yarmulke. So the Mefarshim explain like this. The Marshal says that perhaps from here we see that we're not obligated to wear a yarmulke, and that's why he requested schar for wearing a yarmulke. However, other Mefarshim say, the Ramosha says, that everybody is required to wear a yarmulke, so says the Taz, and what he wanted extra schar was that he wore a yarmulke that covered most of his head. Or, other pshatim is, that he didn't walk Dalar Amis, he didn't even go Dalar Amis without wearing a yarmulke. Amar Rav Sheshis, tastelessly the Kamtim is tefillin. I deserve schar because I observed the mitzvah tefillin. So the way the Mefarshim explain is like this, that the halach is that when a person wears tefillin, he's not to be mesiach das, he's not to think about something else. However, that's difficult to do, as we know. But one of the schools is that if you look at the shin on the tefillin shel roish before you put them on, that helps to avoid this problem. However, Rav Sheshis was blind, so he couldn't do that. So what he did was he concentrated on the letters of the shin, even though he couldn't actually see them. And that's why his name was Sheshis, for the 2 shins of the tefillin. I get tzchar because I was careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Rei de Rava. Avruch b'mayizot tfei. What mitzvah was your father especially careful with? Amalei b'tzitzis. He was very careful with tzitzis. Yom achad ki abasol b'dargu. One day he was climbing up a ladder. Ifsek lechuta, and one of the strands of the tzitzis tore. He did not come down until he found, until he got another tzitzis. So the Sfasemis explains what was his special careful, where was he especially careful with tzitzis? Because the halacha is that if only one of the strands tear, you could still wear the tefillin. What he was super careful was that he did not move, even though the tefillin were really kosher. Vam Rabbaya, tasteli, I deserve schar. The kachazina tzuvim rabban in the shalom masechta. When I see one of the shiva students finish a masechta, avidne yom tavla rabban. I make a holiday. I make a suda for all of the talmidim of the yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim used to explain what is the godless here. The godless here is that he. What's the great thing here? Is that he himself didn't finish the masechta. It was just somebody else to finish the masechta. But to feel happy for somebody else's simcha, to, that is a great madrega, and that was the madrega that he is referring to. The Svarim say that the word siyum, every letter of the word siyum is equal to the letter. What do I mean? Samach. How do you spell samach? Samach mem ches. Mem chof. Mem chof is 60, equal to samach. Yud is spelled yud vav dalet. Vav dalet is 10, the same as yud. Vav is vav vav. And mem is mem mem. To teach us that those that participate in a simcha, in a siyum, have the same schar like the people who actually were learning. Now, the question is, on what kind, on what sefer is there a chiyuv to make a siyum? So the Shas HaTshuva Space Yisrael wants to prove from our Gemara that a siyum is even made when you finish a Masechta Mishnayos. Because in Abaye's time, the Gemara yet wasn't composed, yet Abaye is speaking about making a siyum. So we see that a siyum can be made even on a Masechta Mishnayos. And some say you could even make a siyum when you finish one of the Chof Dalet Sforim of Nach, and others say even if you finish any sefer, because really in the Nusach of the Siyum came Tezrein Elahaschol Lomer Alamed Mesechtos V'Sforim Acherim. So we speak about Sforim. So even if you finish any sefer of Torah, you should make a Siyum. However, the Pnei Maven says in his Tshuvas that should only be done, if a Siyum should only be made when the person who learned what he learned properly. But what he, if he didn't really learn what he was properly, what he learned, he didn't learn it with the right with the right concentration and with the right iyun, then he should not make a masechta. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says. He says that in the yeshiva there were a lot of talmidim in Abaye's yeshiva. So they make a siyum every day. It's hard to understand that they made a siyum every day. So he says pshat is that they only made a siyum when they finished learning something, when they learned it properly. And that was a yom tif when they finished learning a masechta properly. The Belzer Rebbe says that he asks, Rashi says that Abaye Rosh Hashiva Hoya. What's the point of Rashi telling us that Abaye was Rosh Hashiva? So some say that pshat is that Abaye was a poor person, so for him to make a suda was difficult. Still, as a Rosh Hashiva, he felt the responsibility to make a siyum for his talmidim. But the Belzer Rebbe says that even what does Rashi mean with saying that he was Rosh Hashiva? Furthermore, he says, let's say somebody already taka finished a masechta, so it's a yontif, but there's so much more to learn. Isn't Shas so large and great? So he finished one masechta. Why does that warrant that a siyum should be made? So he quotes a story from the Devar Chaim. He says that a father once came to the Derech Chaim and said to him, I have a problem that my son isn't learning, doesn't want to learn. So he said, just start to learn with him. And if he'll begin to learn, that will give him the cheshik, that will give him the desire to want to learn more. So that's pshat. True, when somebody finishes only one mesechta, there's still so much more to learn. But Abaye is the Rosh Hashiva, who wanted to get the Talmidim to learn more and more. He made them see mesechta, even one mesechta, which would get the Talmidim anxious to want to learn more and increase their learning. There's a tshuva for Rav Moshe, to Rav Simcha Elberg. Rav Simcha Elberg invited Rav Moshe to a siyum on mesechta Shabbos that they were learning in the Daf Yomi. And Rav Moshe said that although the Gemara here says that when somebody finishes a mesechta, a siyum should be made for the Talmidim that learned, with the Talmidim in the yeshiva, he says still everybody should participate in the siyum, even people who do not learn. And he says that normally he would like to participate in the siyum, but he had a previous engagement that he couldn't come. And then Rav Moshe finishes the tshuva speaking about Daf Yomi, and he says that every Yid, every Jew has a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and by learning the Daf Yomi, he's mekayim that obligation. Amar Rava, Teisli, Tichasa Tzuvim Rabbanan L'Kamoy L'Dina, if a Talmud Chacham comes to me for a Din Torah, L'Mer Signe Reisha Beisadya, I don't put my head on the pillow, Kam Dolem Chip Nevizkusei, until I'm able to find merit for him. So the Mefarshim explained, not that Chas V'Shalom that he's lied, or he found something that wasn't true, just he kept on looking if he could find something in his favor. The Sfas Emma says Pshat in the Gemara is that he put away all of his other matters and he right away dealt with this Din Torah. I am disqualified to pass the Din Torah for Talmud Chacham. My Talmud Chacham like a Gufayi. Every Talmud Chacham is like to me, like me myself. My person doesn't see bad for himself, and that's why I can't pass the Din Torah for Talmud Chacham. Rav Chanina may at v'koy panim mal Shabbos. Rav Chanina would wrap himself up in a fine clothing on Erev Shabbos. Rav Yana lovish mani mal Shabbos. Rav Yana would put on his fine Shabbos clothing and say boy kala boy kala. And this the Magen Avraham says that they used to go out to the field to greet the Shabbos. And Frim Gordon says that's the source of our minig, that at the beginning of Shabbos, when we say boy kala boy kala, we all turn around to face the door as if to greet the Shabbos. By Sop Shat in our Gemara we see two different Rav Chanina's and Rav Yana had two different menhagim. Rav Chanina went out to greet the Shabbos. Rav Yana remained in his place. Why? Because the Shabbos, as we now see, is called our Kala. Why is the Shabbos called our Kala? Because the Medrash says that Shabbos came to Shem and said every day of the week has a pair. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Who's my pair? He said, your pair is Klal Yisrael. So Shabbos is our Kala. Now in getting married, there are two stages. There's the Erusin and the Nesuin. In the Erusin, the Chosin goes out to greet the Kala. So that's why he used to go out to greet the Kala. In the Nesuin, the Kala comes in to the Chosin's home. That's why he stood in his place and the Kala came there. Rabbi Barafuna Ikla Bey Rabbi Barav Nachman. He came to Rabbi Barav Nachman's house. Kivile Tlasoi Tachri. They brought before him three saw of wafers smeared with animal fat. Amalei mi av yedint in the Hasina. Did you know that I'm coming, that you prepared such a beautiful meal? Amalei mi adef samina. Are you more important than Shabbos? We had prepared this food l'kavod Shabbos. And this Gemara, the Mefarshim say, is the source why we eat challis. Because there's a question. The halach is, you're not allowed to make bread or cake with animal fat. They're not allowed to be fleishiks. So how could they make here these wafers with animal fat? And the halacha is that if the bread looks different to rice and the ham, if the bread looks different, then it could even be fleishiks. So that's why on Shabbos we make challis that don't look like regular bread, and that's why you can make it with animal fat. He would buy meat from 13 butchers for 13 astiris. Or mashlim at sinner did Asha and would have it by his door. From like Asha haya Asha ahai, quick, quick. So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is the Rashi says that he used to go pick up the meat from different butcher shops. He used to come home, put it down by the door, tell the people in his home, quickly take the meat in. I have to run to the next butcher shop to pick up meat. Another pshat is that he had the meat delivered to his home, and he used to tell the people delivering the meat, here you could pick it up by the doorstop. Rav Yehuda used to sit on an ivory chair, or Moshev Nor, and fan the fire that was used to cook the food for Shabbos. Rav Anan lova shkunda. Rav Anan used to put on a black apron. The time of Rav Shmuel, begodim shabish ben kedela rabbi, the clothing used to cook food, ayuz ben kosel rabbi should not be used to pour wine for his master. So the begodim in which we cook for Shabbos, we shouldn't wear them on Shabbos. So here we seem to have a machloikis, how somebody should act in preparing for Shabbos. Our first man da omer, Rav Avua, was dressed in his finery and sat on a ivory chair, and Rav Anan put on a smack. So what's pshat? It's interesting. Every mitzvah we know you have to have a hachana for. Every mitzvah you have to prepare for. You can't go to a mitzvah without preparation. However, usually the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that there's a chiyuv to prepare for a mitzvah. By Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the chiyuv to prepare and mentions some of these minhagim that we're going to learn in the Gemara. What do we see from here? That the mitzvah achana for Shabbos, the inyan of preparing for Shabbos, is a separate mitzvah. That's what Rav Avua held. Since it's a separate mitzvah, we have to treat the mitzvah properly. Sit in an ivory chair, wear nice clothing. Rav Anan, on the other hand, held that was like all other mitzvahs, that just like by all other mitzvahs, you have to prepare, but you don't have to, it's not an individual separate mitzvah. Rav Safra machak reisha. Rav Safra would singe the head of the animal that was prepared for Shabbos meal. Rava mal shivuta. Rava would salt the shibuta fish that was going to be eaten by the meal. Rav Huna madlik shagar. Rav Huna would light lamps. So the Mefarshim ask, isn't lighting the lamps the job of the wife? So they say a few pshatim. Either he prepared the candles, as we spoke about it previously, that it's the husband's job to prepare the candles, or that there were so many candles lit in his home, she, the wife, lit the main Shabbos candles, and he lit in the other places. Or it could be it was a week that the wife wasn't home. Rav Papa got a psilta, Rav Papa would make the wicks for the candles. Chizda Parm Silka, he would mince the beets. Rav Yatsa Matzah Tzivi, they would split the wood. Rav Zeri Matzah Tzitzusa, he would kindle the fire. Rav Chana Bayitzim Makatav Ayam Makatav Anofik, he would carry packages in and out, carry in the shopping Lekovit Shabbos. Omer, he said, Ilam Miklenli, Rav Ami Rav Asi. If Rav Ami Rav Asi, these great Talmid Chachamim, will come to my home, wouldn't I prepare, lift bundles on their honor? Certainly for the Shabbos. They were the ones that used to schlep the packages. Amri, if Rabbi Yochanan came to visit us, wouldn't we lift up the bundles in his honors? Says the Gemara, Yosef was a person who had great respect for Shabbos, and there was a guy in his neighborhood. The guy was very wealthy. Amalek Hadoi, the astrologist, told the guy, all of your assets will end up by Yosef Mekah Shabbos. So the guy went and sold all of his assets. He bought an expensive diamond. He put it in his hat. And like that, he felt he could watch it and protect it. But how did the Kaver Marva? He was once going over a bridge. Afchezika, a wind came, Shagvimayim, blew the hat into the river. Bali Kavira, and it was swallowed up by a fish. Ask Asoya Pine the Malashapsan. The fishermen caught that fish and brought the fish on Friday afternoon. Amraman Zabin Behashta. So they asked, who's going to buy fish at this late hour on Friday afternoon? Amlu, so the people in the town told him, Zil Amtuil Gabi Yosef Maka Shabbos, go take it to Yosef, the person who respects Shabbos, to Rogel the Zovin. He'll buy anything Lakovit Shabbos. Amtu Nahali, they brought it to him, Zavna, and he bought it. Kari Ashke Chaber Agnes, he opened it up, and he found this diamond in it. Zavna Betlesi, he lost the dinner to Haver, he sold the diamond for 13 attics full of gold dinners. The first one say that it's a guzman, it's an exaggeration, but he got a fortune for it. Pogabe Usava, a certain elder met him. Tosfos from Masechta Chulin says it means Eliyahu Hanavi. Amar man de Yosef Shabsa, whoever borrows for the sake of Shabbos, Paris Shabsa, Shabbos will pay him back. So the Mefarshim ask, where do we see that Yosef borrowed money for this? We just see that he spent the money. So the Mefarshim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need. So Yosef, whatever he needed for Shabbos, got from Hashem. But he didn't need this fish. He already prepared for Shabbos. So obviously that wasn't money available to him. He had to borrow for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Ashin Shvet Yisrael B'mahim Zoichim, how are the wealthy people worthy of their wealth? Amalei B'shvil Shemes Asim, because they take off Meiser from the crops. Shnema Aser to Aser, Aser B'shvil Shutus Aser, take off Meiser, you should become wealthy. So Farshim explained, Rabbi was a great Talmud Chacham, but he did not want that he should become wealthy because of his Torah. So he asked, is there something else that's making him wealthy? So they said, because you give Meiser. And the Imre Emma says that the pasuk that speaks about Aser to Aser continues, V'arichoisi lechem broch ad b'li dai. I will give you, and Rashi explains there, I'll give you so much broch ad b'li dai. Ad sh'yivlus v'seisechem alayim dai. Until your lips will get dry from saying enough. Says the Imre Emma, that the bracha of Ashiris, the bracha of wealth that comes from being, from giving tzedakah, is a bracha that you are so wealthy that you, and you still, usually, mishyesh leimana roitz masayim, somebody has money, wants more and more, this wealth comes with satisfaction. The Farshim say, we say by the kabbonis of the Nesiim, so one of the kabbonis was a kaf achas asara zohov. Kaf achas asara. If somebody gives 1/10, 10% ma'isa, zohov, he will be zoicha to have gold, he will be zoicha to be wealthy. So he continued asking, Shevabavel b'mahin zoichen, what about the wealthy people in Bavel? How do they get so wealthy? So, when Mefarshim asked, don't they give ma'isa? They may not give ma'isa from their crops, but they give ma'isa from ma'isa k'safrim, from the earnings. Some say from here to Raya that Maisik Sofim, giving 10% of your money, is not Midaraisa. And others say that Pshat in the Gemara is that they knew that the people in Bavel were not careful in giving Maiser, so they figured there must be another reason why they're so wealthy. Amalei Bishvil, Shei Mechabim Satar, because they honor the Torah. The Sheba Sharotas, where they did not have these Talmid Chachamim. How do they get wealthy? Because they honor Shabbos. Once I was a guest at the home of a certain man in Lutkia. They brought for him a table that took 16 people to carry. There were 16 silver chains set on the table, because that's how the people were able to carry the table. The chorus, the chorus of the ketunias with fluchas kvuzboi. There were plates, cups, drinking ladles, and bowls on the table. V'olov called mine macha v'kol mine megodim b'som. On the table were all types of foods and delicacies and spices. K'shumnichnoi saw amrim, when they put it down, they said, Hashem ha'oretz m'loyoi. Everything is really Hashem's. U'k'shumasalkanoi saw, when they took it off, amrim, ha'shmayim, shmayim, Hashem, v'oretz nosan l'vnei adam. So I said to Bani, the Mazik Kislachach, how did you marry to have all of this? I'm a butcher. From every nice piece of quality meat that I got, I should set it to be for Shabbos. You are lucky that you are zoich to this, and Hashem should be blessed that gave you this. So Mashal explains like this. We know that Beis Shammai says that a person should start preparing for Shabbos from the beginning of the week. If he finds something nice, he should put it away for Shabbos. And says the Mashal, then that even Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that that is the preferred method of living. He doesn't have to do it that way, but that's preferred. But, says the Mashal, so what was so special about this butcher? What was so special about this butcher was that even though he was a butcher, and he could say, you know, I'll have plenty of meat available to me all week long. That's my business. And therefore, I don't have to put away this meat from the beginning of the week for Shabbos, he still did not act that way out of his great love and respect for Shabbos. Amar Kesar B'Shuba Chananya. Memnei Ma Tavshel Shabbos Roichin Neidav. Why is the food from Shabbos have such a wonderful aroma? Amar Tavon Eich Yeshlanu. We have a spice for Shabbos Shemai. Shana Matil Natoichai. We put this spice into the food, V'Reichin Neidav, and has a nice aroma. Amar Tenli Himenu. So he said, please give me some. I'm like, call Mishabbos, Shem Mishabbos Melanoi. Whoever is Shem Mishabbos, that spice works for him. Shem Mishabbos, Enim Melanoi. But if he doesn't keep Shabbos, it doesn't work for him. So the way the Mefarshim explains like this. The question that was asked was, do we know that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook? So if you're not allowed to cook, how could the food, so all the food was cooked from before Shabbos, so it's not that fresh. So how could the food still be so delicious? So he said to him, because it's Shabbos food, and Shabbos food is delicious. The Mefarshim say that this is, when a person cooks, when somebody cooks L'Kavod Shabbos, he should say that everything I'm doing is L'Kavod Shabbos, and by saying that it's L'Kavod Shabbos, that makes the food especially good. Amreish Glusel Rav Hamnuna, Maidik Siv, Hulgadoich Hashem Mechobet. So like Rashi says, the Pasuk already says regarding Shabbos, the cross of Shabbos Oynik. So what does the Pasuk of Kedosh Hashem Mechobet teach us? Amalei Zei Yom Kippurim, it refers to Yom Kippur. Shem Bei Lachil of Lashtia, there's no eating or drinking. Amar Tayra Kabdeyu, you should honor it, B'Ksus Nekiyah, with clean garment. V'Chibaratoy, and the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos, you should honor it. Rav Amal Hagdim, you should eat the meal of Shabbos earlier. V'Shmul Amal Acher, you should postpone the time you eat the Shabbos meal. Amalei B'nei Rapapa Ba'abel Rapapa Gigon Anon, like us, B'shchich Lam Basar V'chama Kol Yom, that we have meat and wine every day, B'mayin Hashanye, how do we make the Shabbos meal different? Amalei, so answer them, Irigil Sulak Dumei Achrua, if you usually make the meal earlier, make it later. Irigil Sulak Achrua, if you usually eat the meal later, Kadmua, so this time, make it earlier. Like Taisha says, there's really no machloikas here. Everybody agrees with each other. Rav and Shmuel agree. They're saying the person who eats earlier should now eat late. The person who eats late should now eat earlier. Rav Shesh b'kaita moisle rabbonin heichad et mati shimshu. Rav Shesh was blind. He was saying a shir, but he wanted to make sure that the Talmidim would finish the meal, the shir would end before the meal, before chatzos, but when you have to eat. So what he did was, he used to put them in a place where the sun would reach them by chatzos, and like that, they would make noise to move their chairs, and Rav Sheshes would realize that it was already time to go eat. In the winter, he put them where the shade would reach them, and they would get cold, and also move, so in order they should start moving their chairs, and they would realize that the shear should end. Rav Zeira, Mahada Zuzid Rabbanan, Rav Zeira, if he would see pairs of Talmidim speaking, even if they were speaking and learning, he would tell them, Amalhu b'matusi minaychu, I ask of you, loy techlenu, don't desecrate the Shabbos. Yes, you're supposed to learn in Shabbos, but you're also supposed to have a Suda Shabbos, and a Suda Shabbos means to stop to learn sometime, to go eat the meal. Amar Rav Vitaim Rav Yishub Ben Levi, I feel a yochid hamispal be'er Shabbos tzarech loyim v'yichulu. Even a yochid, even an individual who's davening, is supposed to say v'yichulu. Even though v'yichulu is a lashon rabim, still he should say it. So where the Sfas Emes explains the Gemara is like this. Originally, v'yichulu was not part of the Friday night davening. However, because the Gemara explains now how important it is to say Vayichulu, and because it's important to say Vayichulu, they began saying it after the Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night, and then they ultimately put it into the Shemoneh Esrei also. Domer Havnuna, Kol Mispal Be'er Shabbos Oymer Vayichulu, whoever davens on Friday and says Vayichulu, Ma'alav Akosukil Anas Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Matzav Bereishis, he's treated like he became a partner with Hashem in the creation. Shnei Vayichulu, it says the heaven and earth were finished. Atik Vayichulu, that they were finished, but Vayichulu El Vayachalu, the creator and the person who is saying this is considered as if they created the world. Amar Belozer, Menayin Shadibah V'Kamaisa, where do we know that just speaking is considered like action? Shnei Medva Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. Just with the words of Hashem, the world was created. Amar Avchizah Marokfa, Kol Mispal Erev Shabbos, V'Am Yechulu. Whoever davens on Friday, it says V'Yechulu, Shnei Malachim V'Shabbos, M'Lavim La'odim, the two Malachim that escort a person, Menichim Yidei Mal Roshay, put their hands on his head, V'Am Revisar Avoyncha, V'Chutas Chutuchapa, your various will go away and be forgiven. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that it's important to say V'yichulu together with the Tzibur on Friday night, to the degree that the Magen Avraham says that if somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei Friday night and they see that they're about to say V'yichulu, he should try to quickly finish his Shmoneh Esrei before they say V'yichulu. And the Mishnah Berurah says if he wasn't able to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, he should not say V'yichulu by himself. He should find somebody else to say V'yichulu with, because like we're saying, V'yichulu is Eidus, it's bearing witness that Hashem created the world, and therefore you should have two people when you say testimony. The Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish said it's on the contrary, it looks like you need, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs our testimony, and of course a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need our testimony. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oima, Shnei Malachim Shas Malavim Loil Odom Erev Shas Beisak Esas Beisai, two Malachim escort a person home Friday evening. Echad Tov Echad Ra, one's good and one's bad. Shabala Beisam Mitzvah in their Dolog Veshulchan Oroch Mitam Etzas, when they come home and he find the candle lit, the table set, the beds made. Malach Tov Ami Yirotz Shteil Shabbos Acheres Kach. The good angel says, Halvai should be like this next week. Or Malach Ra Oino Amen Bal Karcha. And the bad Malach has to say Amen, even though it's against his will. Vimla, but if it's not that way. Malach Ra Oino Yirotz Shteil Shabbos Acheres Kach. The bad Malach says it should be like this next week. Or Malach Tov Oino Amen Bal Karcha. And the good Malach has to say Amen, even though he's not happy saying it. Amar Belezel, Oilam Yisada Adam Shulchanah Be'erev Shabbos. A person should set his table Friday evening, Abish and Tzarech LaKazayis, even though he needs only Kazayis. So Mepharshim point out, it seems from here that you only have to eat a Kazayis to be Mekayim Suda Shabbos. Yet in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're supposed to eat a Kebeya. So how come here it says that a Kazayis is enough? So there's a beautiful word from Yitzchok Chanan. He says like this, we learned in yesterday's shiur that in Shabbos you're supposed to eat three meals. However, let's say somebody can't eat Friday night, so it's not a problem, he'll eat the three meals Shabbos by day. But even though he's going to eat the three meals Shabbos by day, the halacha is that he still has to make Kiddush Friday night. And Kiddush, we know the halacha is, it has to be Kiddush B'makim Suda. So for Kiddush B'makim Suda, all you have to eat is a Kazayis. But to be Makayim Suda Shabbos, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to have a Kebeya. V'omer, Reb Chanina, L'olam Yisad Adam Shulchan B'matzah Shabbos, a person should eat a Matzah Shabbos from Lavamalka, Abish and a Tzorech El a Kazayis. Even though he only needs a Kazayis, he's not hungry. Cham and Matzah Shabbos Melugma, says the Gemara, eating something warm, hot water Matzah Shabbos is a remedy. Pascham and Matzah Shabbos Melugma, eating fresh baked bread on Matzah Shabbos is a remedy. Ravuah have avdin like Bafuki Shabsa Iglatilsa. Ravuah, they would have prepared for him on Matzah Shabbos a third born calf. The two pshatim Iglatilsa, either was the third born from its mother, or was a third grown. Have Ochamene Kilyasa, he would eat the kidney. He got Avimi Berei, when Avimi his son grew up, Amalei, Lamach Lef Sudikulahai, why do you have to go Shecht Behema just to eat the kidney? Nishbe Kilyasa, Imal Shabbos, let's just save the kidney from the animal that we Shecht on Erev Shabbos, Lakovit Shabbos. Shefkul, so they did that. For Asi Aryeh Ve'echle, and a lion came and ate the calf, so they didn't gain anything from putting away the kidney. From here we see the importance of eating Mlava Malka. So the Gra says, since this Gemara of La'olam Yisada Adam Shulchan Matzah Shabbos is right next to the Gemara of La'olam Yisada Adam Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos. From here we see that just like on Friday night you're supposed to eat bread, so too on Matzah Shabbos you're supposed to wash from Av Malka. And there's a story that the Gro was once not well on Matzah Shabbos and he couldn't eat. He told his Talmidim, as soon as you see that I could put anything into my mouth, even just a small crumb, put it in to have Sudas Mav Malka. Now the Prima Gadim asks, a woman also mechuyev in Mav Malka? Because as we learned yesterday, women are mechuyev to eat Shalosh Sudas, so they also mechuyev in Mav Malka. And again, the Gra says that women are mechuyev in Mav Malka. He says, again from our Gemara, that compares the Mav Malka to the Friday night meal, and just like women have to eat the Friday night meal, they have to eat Mav Malka. And in fact, the story where the Gro's wife was once going to fast on Sunday, so she stopped after Shalosh Sudas from eating, and the Gro found out, and he said, your fast isn't worth missing Mav Malka. It says in Pasuk, Hamayna mispil kachovim mechabish latzvoysam. So the Sfarim say mechabish, it stands for chamin b'matzah Shabbos melugma. Eating hot food on matzah Shabbos is a remedy la'atzvoysam, to somebody who's depressed. Eating warm food on matzah Shabbos is a refuah for depression. And the Mefarshim explain, why is there an inyan to eat warm food on Matzah Shabbos? Since on Shabbos we couldn't cook food, when a person eats warm food on Matzah Shabbos, he's showing now that how he's mechabit Shabbos. On a Shabbos I couldn't eat, but now I can. Amar Bishum Levi, Kol Ona Amen Yehesh Me Rabbi Kol Koychoy. If somebody says Amen Yehesh Me Rabbi with all his koyach, so it's three pshat in my son, but Kol Koychoy. Rashi says, but Kol Koychoy, he concentrates. All the say b'kol koychoy, he says it out loud. And the Ksav Sofer says b'kol koychoy, with everything he owns. A person realizes that everything he has is from Hashem, and that's why he says Amen Yehesh Me Rabba. Currently, Gzardinoi, any evil decree against him is ripped up. Shnema, the pasuk says, b'froy price b'Yisrael, when calamities are averted in Klal Yisrael, b'snadiv on Baruch Hashem, when the nation dedicates itself to Hashem. My time before I prize, why are bad things averted from Klai Yisrael? Shun the Baruch Hashem, because they dedicate themselves to Hashem by saying, Amin Yesh Me Rabba. Rav Chibar Avin Amr Rav Yochanan. Afil Yesh Ba Shem Shal Avodah Zarah. Even somebody has a trace of Avodah Zarah in him, Maichan Lai. By saying Amin Yesh Me Rabba, he's forgiving. Ksiv Hachah before I prize, Ksiv Hassan Kib Pruahu. There's a famous story where somebody in Lakewood was having bad machshavas of Avodah Zarah, and they did not know what to do. And the Beis Yisrael said, the Gerei Rebbe said, if he will be careful, this person will be careful, that from now on he will always say Amen Yehesh Me Rabba properly, he will overcome this problem. And that's what happened. Amar Shlokish, Kol Ena Amen B'Kol Koychai, whoever answers Amen with all his koyach, poischon leshar gan eden. They open up for him the various gates of Gan Eden. Shnam piskus sharorim, open the gates for yoyve gan tzadik shomer amunim. Altek reshomer amunim el shomerim amen. Somebody says amen goes right to olam haba when he leaves this world. My amen, I'm abchinen kel melch namen. God who's a trustworthy king. And like Taisva says, every time somebody says amen, he should have in mind kel melech neman. Amar Yehuda b'Reider of Shmuel Mishmei the Rav. And at Leikam Mitzuya, there is no fire. Chas v'Shalom El Makom Sheish Chil Shabbos, where there is desecration of Shabbos. Shnema v'lem loisishmo alai l'kadosh yom Shabbos. If you will not listen to me to glorify Shabbos, u'vil tishteis masoi, not to carry any burden, v'tzeisi esh b'sharel, I will light a fire in its gates. V'ochlam neseh, it will consume the palaces of Yerushalayim. V'loisichpo, it will not be distinguished. My v'loisichpo, what does it mean? It won't be extinguished. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, b'shor shimnei adam mitzuyin lechboisa. It'll be in a time where there's nobody available to extinguish the fire. Amar Baya, l'chover Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed el b'shvil shechil b'as Shabbos, because they were mechal Shabbos in it. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, u'mishabsoisa helimu inayim, the they have averted their eyes from a Shabbos, ve'echel b'seichem, and they profaned it in their midst. Amar Avua, lechava Yushlaim, Yushlaim was not destroyed. The Gemara is now going to mention seven different averis for which Yerushalayim was destroyed. So he says, "Lechav Yerushalayim el b'shvil shebitlu krishma shachat v'arvus," because they did not say krishma in the morning and the evening. Shehem ahay mashkim v'elbaika, woe to those who get up early in the morning, sheikh yedayfu, and they linger late into night, and they still have wine. V'ksev ahay kina v'nev v'toy v'chol v'yayim mishtayim, harp and the navel, the drum and the flute and the wine are their parties. V'sapar Hashem l'yabitu, but they do not look at the works of Hashem, which means krishma. V'ksev v'chein gol ami b'li das, therefore my people have gone into golus for this reason. So I saw a very nice pshat. Rashi says that when Yaakov met Yosef, Yosef was crying and Yaakov was saying Krishma. So first we say, what's pshat? So they say Yosef was crying because he saw that the two Batei Mikdash would be destroyed, and Yaakov was saying Krishma because the Gemara just says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't say Krishma, and he knew that if he will now say Krishma, then Yerushalayim will have Yeshua. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they stopped Shiva students from learning. Pour fury on little children in the streets. Why is there so much anger? Because the children are outdoors instead of being in Yeshiva. Yerushalayim was not destroyed only because they weren't ashamed of each other. They should have been ashamed. Kiseva also, they committed abominations. Gan Bosh Levush, but they were not ashamed. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they treated great and the small equally. The regular people were treated like the Kohanim. He boy Tiba cards, the land will be emptied. Amrav Amr Breda Shim Ben Abba, Amrav Shim Ben Abba, Amrav Hamnuna. L'chav Yerushalayim l'b'shul shlei chichu zeuzeh. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they did not admonish one another. Shnema hayu sarah kayolim, the leaders were like deers. L'motzumir, they have no pasture. Ma'ayel zeh, the way deers are lined up one after each other. Rosh yisozeh b'tzad zom v'shozeh, the head of one is next to the tail of the other one. Nobody's looking at each other. Af Yisrael shabay sadar, so to Klai Yisrael in that generation, Kofshu Pnei B'karka, put their faces in the ground, V'lechichu Zezeh, did not give each other Musar. Omer Yehuda, B'chav Yishlayim L'shvil Shabizah B'Tamid Chachamim. Yishlayim was destroyed because they embarrassed and they demeaned Tamid Chachamim. Shnev V'yiyu Malivim Malach Elakim, they mocked the messengers of Hashem, Oboizim Devarim, despised His word, Umisata B'Neviyav, and scoffed at the prophets. Until the anger of Hashem came up against his nation, until there's no remedy. What does it mean there's no remedy? Somebody who embarrassed Talmid Chachamim, there is no refuah to his disease. And the Ben Yoyod explains, what does it mean, kol? It should have said Hamavaza Talmud Chacham. So it says Kol means that even if you don't embarrass a Talmud Chacham explicitly, you just do it by Derech Remez, that too ain't like Refuul Makosai. Another pshat is Kol Hamavaza Talmud Chacham means that even one Talmud Chacham should not embarrass another Talmud Chacham. Amar Yehuda Merav Madik Siv Al Tigav Mishichai. The pasuk says, "Don't touch my anointed." Al Tereyu Al Tigav Mishichai El Tenakish Bes Rabam. This refers to school children who's learning Torah. That's the Talmid Chachamim. Amar Shlokish Shem Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Enes Olam Skaim. The world only continues to exist. El Beshvil Hevel Tanagish Beis Rabbim. Only because of the breath of the children who are learning in Yeshiva. Amar Papa Labaya. So Papa said to Abaya, Didoch V'Didoch Mai. What about my breath and your breath that we're also learning Torah? Is our Torah less significant than the Torah of school children? Amalei, yes. Our Torah is less significant because any time you can't compare Hevel Sheyesh Bechet, the breath of those who already have done Averis, Lehevel Sheyesh Bechet, school children are pure, are completely pure and innocent because they have not done any Averis. So there's a story from Chaim Briska that once in Brisk they wanted to make a decree about changing the way yeshiva students would learn Torah, and Reb Chaim Briska was very upset, and he said, "We have to do everything to stop this decree." So they asked him, "Why is this decree so significant to you that you consider it necessary to go out full force?" So he said, "Because of this Gemara. The Gemara says, 'Atigu b'mishichai eila tanaika shebeis rabbam.' The tanaika shebeis rabbam I called Mashiach. Why are they called Mashiach?" So he said, "Because Mashiach, every generation of Mashiach is born. And that Mashiach is born is learning in yeshiva. He's learning in Talmud Torah. So Mashiach is learning in the Talmud Torah. How can we allow that his learning should chas v'shalom be affected? Therefore, it's the Torah of Mashiach. And we have to keep the Torah of Mashiach pure and holy. So that's why I'm going out with all my might, chas v'shalom, not let the Torah of Mashiach be affected."